Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Bam Rubenstein, a.k.a. The Cayman Hunter, and I'll be your host. Live comes to you on Blog Talk Radio from the Cayman Ranch every Wednesday afternoon at 1300 hours CST. 1300 CST is 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central Time, and noon in the Mountain Time Zone. Each week, we will take a topic related to the crocodilian species known scientifically as Cayman crocodilus, or more commonly referred to as the spectacled Cayman, and fill your head with dreams of becoming a zoologist, a herpetologist, a high school biology teacher, or maybe even a narrator for Animal Planet's Crocodile Week. One can only hope. The introductory music you hear in the background is provided by and courtesy of Richard Daynar of Richard Daynar Music, which can be found at myspace.com/RichardDaynarMusic and facebook.com/RichardDaynarMusic. Thank you, Richard Daynar. Rebroadcasts of this show can be found on Blog Talk Radio soon after the live broadcast ends and on caymanhunter.com/radioshow.html. So take off your shoes and come join us in the croc ponds.
Hey everybody, this is Bam, coming to you live from Cayman Ranch outside of Austin, Texas. First thing we'll do is, like we always do, start off by saying hello to my partner Shane, Shane Lewis, working at Lewis Stone in Baton Rouge. Also say hello to, and thank you to, Richard Daynar. If you need to get a hold of Richard, the guy who played that introductory music for us, you can get him at myspace.com/RichardDaynarMusic or facebook.com/RichardDaynarMusic. Other people who I definitely want to say hello to would be Python Man, American Heroes Radio, Wendy and Marie Five from ITR in the rooms. In the rooms being the biggest 12-step or recovery-oriented social network on the internet. Other people want to say hello to would be Iris out in Jackson Heights. Hello, Iris. Making you blush again. And I'm trying to think if there's anybody else that we need to say hello to. How about Giorgio Bracaglio, who sometimes listens in. Of course, Richard, who sometimes listens in. And that's about it for right now. Giorgio, Iris, Marie, Wendy, Python Man, American Heroes Radio, and Shane. And Richard. Yeah, okay, I think I got you all. Anybody else I'm supposed to say hello to, please let me know. You know, it's like getting old. Or maybe you don't. I know it's like getting old. Oh, maybe I don't. Yeah, I guess it is. Anyway, if you want to get a hold of us, webpage, if you want to get a hold of us, is caymanhunter.com. If you want to become a friend of the show, you can leave us a message at caymanhunter.com, or if you go to caymanhunter.com, you can see our guest book and message board, or you can shoot me an email at bam@caymanhunter.com. Other friends of the show would be like castcovers.com, austincustomtollard.com. And again, caymanhunter.com, our message board, if you want to be linked to us also. After the show, archived copies of this and previous shows can be found on blogtalkradio.com/bamthecaymanhunter. And there's a dash between Bam and the and Cayman Hunter. Bam-the-Cayman Hunter. blogtalkradio.com/bamthecaymanhunter. And also at caymanhunter.com/radioshow.html. At the radioshow.html site, we usually a day or two after the show airs, we can download a copy and put it up on our webpage. If you would like to call in and say hello, call-in number, 818-369-1429. That's the call-in number to say hello to us. I haven't figured out how to talk, read, and type on the chat session, so I'm not even going to bother telling you about the chat room yet, maybe one day. But you can also find me at on Skype at CMNHNTR. You can catch me on Facebook, Bam Cayman Hunter. If you type in Bam space Cayman Hunter, my name should pop up. And, of course, Bam at CaymanHunter.com. You can always reach me by doing that. In fact, that's better than trying to call me or Skype me because I always read emails. 2, 3, 4 times a day I'm reading my emails. But the rest of the stuff, it's only when I can remember and when I have time. And it's funny, too, because this is all I do these days, and yet I don't have time. Okay, let's see what we got. We talked to I talked to Marie Five a while back, and she said she wanted to help out at the Cayman Ranch with the stuff that we got going on out there. But really, labor is what we need. We need people who don't mind doing some back-breaking work and move around some cinder blocks and some fences and some pipes. I was telling her that, you know, we still need some donations as far as, you know, rebar and fencing and wood, but we should be able to take care of some of those things on our own with the money that we've been able to save lately on, well, wood, for instance. I was asked to help out with the demolition of the Ark at the temple that I belong to, the shul I belong to, Congregation Beth El in Austin, Texas. We go there every Friday night for services. And they were redoing the entire sanctuary. They wanted me to help out with the demolition of the Ark and pulling the chairs out and pulling the carpeting out. And then they were going to bring one guy in to do electric, one guy in to do painting, one guy in to do new carpeting, another guy to do a new arc, and another guy to do the chairs. So I was able to get some chairs. I was able to get most of the wood from the demolition of the arc. I was able to get some carpeting. And the wood, after knocking out all of the nails, you know, they just gave me the wood. You know, all the nails was still in it. So after knocking out all the nails, I should have enough wood to be able to do an A-frame around the outside of the enclosure once I get the cinder block walls up. And if I can put up an A-frame outside the enclosure, then it's just a matter of dropping plastic over the thing. The only thing I may possibly need is a bunch of 8 or 12 foot 2x4s for the actual pitch for the roof itself. I'll probably need to pick up a bunch of 2x4s because the ones that I have are not exactly, they're not all exactly 8 feet, you know. They've all been cut or, you know, whatever. I got 6.5 feet, 4 feet, 5 feet. I mean, I could do something with it, but the roof probably needs to be pretty good. So if I pick up a couple 2x4s, probably either 8 or 12 feet long, probably need about 16 of them, I would guess. Then I can make that little pitch for the roof, the little upside-down V, if you will. And that way I'd be able to lay that right up on top of the 4x4s and all the 2x4s that I put up for the framing, and then drop plastic over the whole thing, and that should keep the whole thing really nice. In that, I'd be able to open up one side, drop in a heater or an air conditioning or a fan or whatever else I needed in there. And on the other side, I could always open it up and put like an exhaust fan or either positive pressure air or negative pressure air, pulling it out or drawing it in. I guess it all depends upon what we think we need at that point. So what we got now is we got cinder block going up out there. We have enough cinder block, I'm pretty sure, from the old enclosure to be able to make a 4-foot wall all the way around, except for 36 inches at the front where we'll put a door. At the top of the cinder block, well, through the cinder block, there's going to have to be rebar, so I probably need to pick up some rebar. But I do have a lot of piping left over from the fencing that we didn't bother to use, both fencing from one of our old enclosures, the poles, the fence poles for the old enclosure. Besides, I have T-posts from you know, the barbed wire around the entire property, and a couple of more, and a little bit of rebar. So we might need to pick up a little bit more rebar, and then that I can, what I can do is cement or sacrete or concrete or the cinder block to make the 4-foot wall, and at the top of the wall I could put the fence poles. And then put about 2 to 3 feet of chicken wire or regular fencing just to prevent them from going over the cinder block, which probably they wouldn't do, but just in case to make sure. And once that's done, like I said, you know, the cinder block could be up about 4 feet. Then we have about 2-3 feet more of fencing or wire or whatever. And the sacrete will hold the pipes inside the cinder block also, and that'll make the whole thing very, very sturdy. Around that, we're going to just put, we got 4x4s at the corners, and just around that, I'm just going to put an A-frame. Just frame it, and then put like the A at the top, it's an A at the top, or upside down V. So plastic over the whole thing, and we got ourselves an enclosure, and that'll work out really nice. Got a little bit more digging to do inside because the dirt itself and the clay and the caliche, it's all getting nasty because we haven't had any rain since 2010, I think. So the ground itself is a little bit messed up, and we're going to have to do something there to dig out a little bit deeper. It needs to be at least 1.5 to 2 feet deep. I believe the dimensions of the pool right now are 18 by 18. I believe that's what they are right now. And if I could make it 1.5 to 2.5 feet deep, and actually we don't even have to dig that much because as we dig it out to make it deeper, we take the dirt and put it around the sides. So every 6 inches of dirt we take out, we've raised 6 inches of dirt on the outside, and now we have a 1 foot difference between the outside of the pond and the inside, which is really makes it fairly easy. But that's why we got to make sure that the cinder block is at least 4 feet and then there's at least 2 to 3 feet of fencing above it because they can push their body weight about their body length from their tails. Caiman can. So we don't want them to stand by the side. A 4-foot caiman pushes his body weight, you know, his body length by his tail up to 4 feet of the cinder block and then climb over and crawl, break through the plastic and scare the neighbors. They already give me enough trouble out there as it is. They certainly don't like having crocodiles in their backyard. So we could do that. That'll all be taken care of. We'll have the pond dug, and we'll probably have to do something to the inside of the pond to make sure that it doesn't leak. But I am going to put a float in there anyway, just like I have in the horse trough. The horse trough, I've got a float so that the water flows. So as they drink it and it gets a little bit low or it spills or whatever, it gets a little bit low, the float is a float releases and lets more water into it. And when it fills back up again, it knocks the float back into its lock position so no more water comes in. So I'll probably do the same thing in the caiman pond, put a float out there on the end of a PVC pipe water line. And that'll keep the water level up, even if it does sink into the ground a little bit, or if it evaporates or whatever else happens. But if we have the greenhouse plastic all the way around it, we should be able to keep it moist enough so that it creates, you know, water will evaporate, but then it will fall back down again, you know. Have my own little rainforest or something, put a couple plants inside, make it really nice looking. The very first enclosure we ever built, we did that too. It was all fenced around and plasticed over. And we put a couple of plants in there, and they thrived. They really thrived. And the only other thing that needs to go in there would after that would be a filter. Filter's tough. Gonna have to do something for electric. I'm really trying to find my wife Terry. Is in touch with a lady that they call Ivy, and Ivy is really into women's businesses, women entrepreneurship, and green, going green, having the planet green. So she's working with women, to green their businesses and start green businesses. So Terry's going to be working with her. I believe she's going to be asking her how to make maybe get solar panels out there to power fans, heaters, and a water pump. And that way we won't have to – we'll have renewable energy rather than wasted electric, using of electric. So if anything does happen to the electric grid any time, for any reason, we'll still have our solar renewable energy. And there's a possibility that a little bit of wind power, too. I don't know what they're going to work out, but maybe she has to go out there with Ivy and do the work or whatever. But that's what's supposed to be happening. And in addition to that, because I do have so much extra wood, even though it's the different cut sizes, I'm going to be able to use that wood to finish up the media room that I've been building at the house back just outside of Austin. We have a house out there, and we got enough wood to almost finish up. Well, we need some plywood and some 2x6s and some 2x8s, but other than that, the leftover chairs I can use for the media room. I do want to take some of the chairs that I got from the shul and bring it out to the property, bring it out to Cayman Ranch, and set it up so that children can come in, sit outside, and I could put some sort of a viewing area, make a viewing area for the kids to check out the crocodile, the Cayman, have a little show or something, show-and-tell type thing, you know, classes, give classes and things, have the local students from all the different schools, elementary schools and stuff, come on over, and we'll be able to do educational trips for them that way. Excuse me. And so I got a couple of chairs for that. So the leftover chairs from that I can also put in a media room. The carpeting, I don't have any use for it at the property. I can't think of what I can use the carpeting for at the property. Except maybe underneath the chairs. I don't know. But I could use it as a dampener around the walls in the media room. So that'll work nicely. The wood, of course, it's going to be able to build cabinets and walls and framing and a door and stuff like that. So the media room will probably be a project I can work on while I'm out at the house, even when I can't get out to Cayman Ranch to do work out there. But anytime I'm out at the ranch, we're moving cinder block. But I can't tell you, meet me out there on such and such a day, because I never know when I'm going to be there. I know I'm always there once a week because I got to put a bale of hay, a round bale of hay for the horses out there. So I know I'm out there once a week, but I never can tell you like when I'm going to get there, what time I'll get there. And when it's 104 degrees like it has been, I don't stay out there and do a whole lot of work. Take a dozen or so, maybe half a dozen of the cinder blocks, and I'll move them from the old area where it's been beaten down and move it over to the new area so that I can build it up. And I'm doing that slowly. I think I'd get a little help from the children, but I don't know, sometimes I'm not sure if they're lazy or brain dead or both. I don't know. The two of them that are still living in Austin anyway. The one down in Corpus Christi, the oldest one, at least he's working. He made himself, he got up to be a manager. He's thinking about going back to school. Good on him, you know what I'm saying? But the other two, brain dead or lazy, that's the only thing I can think of. Oh, like I was telling my wife, either that, or they hate me so much they don't care if they mess things up. If you ask them to do something, it either gets done in a half-baked way or it doesn't get done at all. And they expect to get paid. I don't know how they hold jobs. I just don't know. Anyway, so I got the stuff. I got to go out to the property. I got to take care of on Cayman Ranch. I go out there, you know, at least once a week, out there to bring out the cinder block, to move some cinder block, to bring out the stuff, to drop off a bale of hay, check out on the horses, and build. Once we get everything established out there, and if we can get that solar panel, get some solar energy going, some electric going out there, then we'll be able to do a whole lot more, and we'll be able to be able to do a whole lot more right from the ranch itself all the time, rather than having to move stuff in or move stuff out every time we want to do something. But that's what we got going on there. That's what we got going on at the house. We got the media room we're working on, and that's about what we got going on right now. So I really didn't talk too much about Cayman this week, did I? Maybe you want to call up and ask some questions and get me going on a subject that is related directly to the Cayman and not to the enclosure. We're all working hard on the enclosure, though. What do we got? Oh, the call-in number. Okay, if you want to call in to talk to me. Yeah, that would be important. If you want to call in and ask a question, that would be great. That'll get my mind going back on the Caymans again. So the numbers for calling in, and I don't know if you got long-distance charges. I suppose if you get charged for long-distance, long-distance charges will apply. The number is 818-369-1429. 818-369-1429. Okay, if you want to call in, ask a question, say hello, hear your own voice on the radio. Probably couldn't do that, though. Once you start talking, if you have the radio on, it gives you terrible, terrible feedback. But you could turn off your radio, turn down the volume on the computers. You could call in, say hello, ask me a question. Doesn't matter what it's about, preferably Cayman. We could talk about me. We could talk about you. We could talk about building a media room. We could talk about building an enclosure. Talk about the Cayman themselves. Anything you want to talk about, give me a call, 818-369-1429. We'll talk, turn down the volume. Then after the show, you can download or listen to a copy of the show, which is archived at both blogtalkradio.com/bam-the-caymanhunter and at caymanhunter.com/radioshow.html. Radio show would be one word. So, if you're a little bit shy, you don't want to call in, I'd love you to call in. Believe me, I'd love you to call in. Not only would I love you to call in, just so I could see who's out there listening, if everybody would call in, I'd just be able to see who's listening. Because sometimes I think I'm just sitting here all by myself listening, talking to nobody. Talking to a world out there where nobody's listening. My wife says that's ridiculous. Somebody's always listening. Maybe it's the feds, though. That would be a problem. You know what I'm saying? Don't like when feds listen in on my stuff. Violation of privacy and all that. It wouldn't be privacy, though, would it? I'd probably need to eat something. Blood sugar's running a little bit low. It's not privacy if you're on the air now, is it? Well, anyway, call and say hello. If you don't want to call in, you're shy, maybe you got here late, maybe you're listening, the only time you listen to the show is on the archives, you know, when you go back and go to our webpage or to Block Talk Radio. But you do want to ask a question, you do want to say something, you do want to mention something, you want to tell me what you think of the show, you want to tell me what you think of me. Go back to CaymanHunter.com. On the right-hand side down at the bottom, there'll be a link for the message board and the guest book. And right at the top, there should be a button, a tab button, that says radio show, says guest book or message board or guest book, one of those two, I'm not really sure. Messages, or maybe says guests. Click on the link and you'll be able to leave me a message. I always get those messages too. Or you can write to me, because you don't want anybody to know what your IP address is, So you go onto either Gmail or Yahoo and get yourself a private, non-traceable account and write to me at bam@caymanhunter.com. bam@caymanhunter.com. Actually not sure why I'm so, you know, anti-feds listening and anti-people knowing, you know, IP addresses. Might be because I did jury duty yesterday and I watched a DA and a cops. I don't know. Might be that. I was juror number six yesterday. Oh boy. Juror number six. Yeah, I don't know. I think I was a dick, though. I was the only one. Anyway, I voted not guilty. Everyone else voted guilty. We sat in there for 2 hours while I argued my point. Finally, just gave up. Said, all right, never mind. Oh, well. But that might be why. I don't know. Might also be that the blood sugar's low. Again, I don't know. Probably going to have to go get something to eat. But the blood sugar low isn't really always a bad thing because I am losing weight, which we know is important because you guys have seen the pictures already, bound to have seen the pictures. After I got sick and gained a little bit of weight, gained a lot of bit of weight. So now it would be nice if I could lose enough weight to make myself healthy enough so I could live long enough so I could see my daughter get married. You know what I'm saying? That would be a nice thing. And the other day she said that she picked up a toy alligator and she went, alligator, so cute. So yeah, she's 20 months old now and it would be nice to live long enough to see her get married. So definitely want to lose the weight. Definitely dieting. It's definitely working. The doctor said, remarkable difference between the last time I saw him and this last week when I saw him. But I got to keep that up, though. Can't stop now. And I guess doing the work on the media room, even though I am taking my time and doing it slow, and doing the work out at Cayman Ranch, doing it myself, even though I am doing it real slow, that helps. That definitely helps. It's always important to do a little cardio as well as strength exercise, and these things are good for it. And I don't do a lot, don't get me wrong, I can't do a lot, but if I do an hour and a half in the morning, then do, you know, the next morning the same thing and do that all week long, at least it's an hour and a half of sweating. So that's the one thing. But anyway, got about 2 minutes to go, I guess. And the call-in number is 818-369-1429. This is Bam, the Cayman Hunter, Bam Rubenstein. Catch me at bam@caymanhunter.com. Cayman Ranch is right outside of Austin. It's about 20 miles outside of Austin, Texas. We're in a little bitty town right outside of Austin, Texas. We do like Austin a lot. Like Texas. It's been good to us. Been real good to us. So we're right outside of Austin, Texas. We could use the labor. I know I can't tell you when I'm going to be there, but you know, as things progress, we're going to get more and more labor we're going to need to do the things and get things finished, and especially skilled labor, guys who know how to lay brick and things like that. So we are going to try to fix that. We are going to try to do, you know, things. And when we do get everything done, we will definitely be able to get people out there to take a look, see what's going on, give some shows, give some tours, and start rescuing Cayman again. In the meantime, I would definitely want to say that we'll be here again next week, same bat time, same bat channel, for those of you who are as old as I am. And it's blogtalkradio.com/bam-the-caymanhunter. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to see you. We'd love for you to call in or write. Let us know what's going on. Tell us how you feel. And press that follow button. You're all... want to see the people that are following us. We'd love to see who's following us. But in the meantime, happy herping. Have a great week. We'll see you next week. Bye now.